This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening.
Hello, gosh, I'm here. I'm here, one piece.
You are?
Can you hear me? Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, gosh, it's been a whirlwind.
It really has.
Week.
What have you been doing?
Secret squirrel stuff.
Oh, always a secret squirrel you are.
Now soon, it's all fabulous.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
It's all good. Can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you.
Good. Can you see me? That's the other thing.
Well, you haven't technical issues then, is it?
I think we've got a few technical issues. I can't hear myself. Now, darling.
Yes.
One hell of a show.
We really do. I'm very excited about this show, to be honest.
Well, I've got my good old friend Jesse Wallace.
Yes.
EastEnders fame.
Ex-EastEnders, Strictly Come Dancing.
And she's with one of my heroes, Paul Bradley.
Holby City, but also EastEnders.
Yes.
It's an EastEnders reunion.
We're having a little London reunion. East London reunion this evening because, they are here to talk about their new play, Death Trap, which is going to be touring
across the country. It's a bit like the studio at the minute, what I'm wearing.
Yes, but I wanted to question you a little bit about what you're wearing because it's basically a swimsuit with a blazer.
Well, no, I went for a swim earlier.
Right.
If you believe that, honestly, I truly am.
Why aren't you, wet?
Well, who said I'm not? that was earlier. And then I had to go and do some recording.
Right.
And did you see me play the guitar on Instagram?
I saw you pretend to sing.
I was actually singing. That's my voice. It's good. I am actually auditioning. It's the big shows coming up. The big shows.
Britain's Got Talent.
No, X Factor. And Strictly. It's all occurring.
What have you made of this year's lineup of Strictly? It's all been announced now.
Do you know what? I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of my friends in.
Put a little fiver on Ruth Langsford.
I love Ruth. I think Ruth could be the, shall we say, dark horse? I think she's going to win it. I really feel. No, Ruth is a secret good dancer.
You know, she's on 66 to 1 at
the
moment.
I thought that was very unfair. But I think she could do really, really well. I'm really hoping. I want Ruth to do good. Everyone's going to tune in. Everyone's going to vote for her. Everyone loves Ruth. Watches this morning
this
and
this
women.
True. This
she's
is true.
She's got a great fan base. I think it's going to really help.
Interesting.
That's my view.
Well, it'll be interesting.
I've got my other friend from Holby City.
Oh, is it Dominic?
Joe McFadden.
Oh, Joe McFadden, yeah.
And he was a very good friend.
Yeah. Very handsome. Rumours of him and Molly King hitting it off.
I don't know about that.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Don't think so. You're barking up the wrong tree there, darling.
Okay, good to know.
But obviously, yeah, Molly King from the Saturdays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gemma Atkinson.
Are you excited about X Factor? It starts this weekend.
I am beyond excited about
really?
X Factor. Really. And Naughty Louie is already spicing it up, saying Nicole is older than her years and fibs about her age.
Now, what do you make of that? That was a tactical drink there.
I just had a little sip.
Look,
you know
she's only 50 years old.
She looks good. I just say embrace it. You look good. Yep. Go for it. She looks fantastic.
She does look good.
But I thought he was a bit, you know, is it mean? Because he said, you know, and then she's got to deny it. And now everyone's going to be trying to find her passport and... You know, she's probably changed it on a passport and with going through all the usual things.
I don't know.
I think she
probably is a little bit older than she says, but I don't think by much.
Do you think she... I mean, I think she looks good. If she's 39, she looks good. Do you not think?
Yeah, definitely.
Great figure.
How old does she say she is?
I think she 35? Says she's 39.
Okay, well, you know, we're all entitled. She's a very famous, successful lady. She's entitled
Pussycat
to do what
dolls.
She likes. Yeah.
And I have a very funny story about Pussycat Dolls, but I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Can't
I'll
wait
just
to
find
hear
out
it.
Whether I'm able to say it on air or not.
Okay.
I know this is FUBAR Radio, but okay. I need to check it. But it's very funny.
Okay, intriguing. We haven't actually mentioned our other guests who's coming up. The very handsome Aaron Chalmers.
Oh, man. He's
Geordie
Shaw fame. Very good looking boy.
Very good looking boy. And he is going to be talking about his MMA fight with Alex Thompson on the 15th
of
September.
Can't wait. Because I love... I mean,
you like a good bout.
I do. But I do, actually. I'm doing a charity boxing event. I've been training.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually getting very muscular.
Are you?
Yeah, I know kind of men don't like muscly girls, do they?
Madonna.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I'm going to be able to throw you over the table. I'm going to be doing all this. Ooh. I'm in training.
Sounds very sexy.
And I love the boxing. Did you watch Mayweather?
Mayweather.
Mayweather.
I mean, I am not a boxing fan, no.
Oh, you're not?
No. As okay. It will probably surprise you to hear.
Okay. All right. Well, we won't go there, but I am.
Well, I get why people enjoy it, but I mean, I'm not really a sporty kind of guy.
That's why I haven't invited you to the football. But you only want to go for the champs.
That's true, I do.
And the food.
That's true, I do.
Yeah. So, and Chelsea are doing very well.
Are they?
They beat Everton. I'm so happy. And Arsenal lost.
Oh, goody.
And Tottenham. It was very good results for me.
Good. I'm really delighted.
I'm excited.
I'm excited that you're excited,
Thank
Lizzie.
You, darling. Yeah, so no, I do
like Chelsea
boxing.
Not like Arsenal?
Well, no, then of course not.
No? Because they're both London clubs.
They're London clubs. And, right. You know, I know we've probably got a few Arsenal fans out there, but...
the ground's quite near here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Highgate. We're kind of near.
Yeah.
North London.
Yeah.
But Tottenham...
See, I do know some things.
Tottenham could be slightly worse. I mean, I really don't like Tottenham fans.
Tottenham? Where did Tottenham play?
Now... Oh, man, I can't go. I can't
anyway,
do this.
Okay, this is too much fun.
I can't do this.
Should we play a little song? Should we play a little
Wembley
song?
Wembley at the minute.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, please, can we play a track
play
I
a little
like?
Song. And I think you'll like this one, yeah.
Good.
And then we are going to announce our competition winner.
Oh, for I can't wait.
The sexy toys.
Oh, can I have some?
No. Sorry.
Done. Satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby. About the groove.
Sing it. Groove is in the heart. 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 One, two, three.
Happy with that one?
Love it.
Yeah?
I really love that. That's my era, man. I was, you know, out and about. Anyway, darling, how's your week?
It's been very good. I've been reading a lot today about Diana,
yeah,
of course.
20 years anniversary. Gosh, yes. You know what? I've been watching so many sort of documentaries about
I'm a bit overwhelmed with it all. I can't really watch
but
that.
But I found the emotion kind of came back
really?
Over me a lot. Yeah, because I went to the funeral to watch, not the actual, to sit in the church, but on Hyde Park and watched it on the big screen at the time. And my son was just being born, and I remember just being in bits.
Yeah.
That speech her brother did, and everyone got up to their
feet. What did you make about what William and Harry said when they were saying that they weren't showing emotion, and they got a little bit angry at people for being so overly emotional when they were really holding it together?
I totally understand that, because just a year before, I'd lost my best friend. And she was a very, very popular girl. The church was packed at our funeral. It was probably the best funeral, if you could have one, I've been to. And she had cystic fibrosis. She actually met Princess Diana because she did loads of work at the Brompton Hospital. And I really can't believe that, because so many people say, I knew Wanda, I knew her. And I was like, that's my best friend.
I've heard you talk about Wanda.
You know,
before,
Wanda was a legend. She was the most funny girl you'd ever meet. Like my sister, grew up together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but you did know her like me. And I felt quite possessive over her. And I can imagine those boys whose, you know, dear mum.
And it's that times a thousand.
Yes, and imagine strangers crying over her, thinking...
Wailing.
Yeah, you didn't know her.
Yeah.
You know, it must have been very strange, but everyone in a way, she made you feel like you did know her.
Yeah, of course.
And what she did, you know, for people with AIDS, she gave, you know, and leprosy and all of these, you know, I forgot how incredible she is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I've been reading quite a lot about her fashion sense and the things that she did that were a bit out there, about how she would wear low cut things, which was a bit of an inspiration for you, Lizzie.
Well, I kind of took a leaf out of her book. I felt though my mum did tell me off the other day. But
why?
Well, I wore a red dress and she said it was too short.
Oh, Lizzie, I don't think. I mean, I've seen you in things that are shorter than short.
I thought that was quite reasonable.
You did,
but no, maybe not. But you know, she was just the most incredible person, one of a kind. I don't think we'll ever have another Diana. And it was interesting, my youngest boy doesn't know about her because obviously he wasn't born.
That
he
is
was
crazy.
Watching it all going, Mum, these people are wailing in the street. Why?
And I can remember it. I would have only been 12, but I can remember sitting at home watching the funeral, my mum crying with her friend. Oh, those boys, you know. I can remember
Seemed
like the country came to a stop.
It did.
And
I
was probably a bit too young to really understand the larger implication.
It shook the world, though. You had that week, and no one, I remember just thinking, I can't believe it. You were in disbelief.
Did you ever meet her?
I did, actually, because I worked closely with cystic fibrosis. My best friend had cystic fibrosis. And at the Brompton, she used to do many things. And I know people say she courted the press, and she used to ring all the photographers and her favourite journalists up. And she would go in at the middle of the night when there were no cameras.
Right.
And I happened to be coming out this night. You know, I was really young myself, coming back out very late.
Yeah.
I think I stayed too long because I didn't want to leave my friend who was really poorly. And she'd be going in, but just with a baseball hat and hat.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember being pregnant at the time. She pointed to my belly and went, "That's a boy." And I remember going, "Oh, my God, that was Princess Diana." I was like, wow.
That
but there was
crazy.
No one around her.
Yeah, yeah.
Though
she used to do that, though, didn't she? She used to go. She went to a gay bar in South London. She with Freddie Mercury and stuff. You know, she did go out by herself because she found it quite restricting, didn't she?
Very restricting. And she did a speech. I saw a show last night, and it's saying, you know, she said, "I want to get back to maybe one day I'll be able to walk and do in the street and do normal things that I really crave for." But what was weird? She kind of knew she was gonna. She said that, you know, she thought she'd be some. They'd try and kill her, and there was.
There were dark forces at work, that's what she said, wasn't it?
Tragic, you know, it is so tragic. But was it treason? You know, they're all those things, darling.
There are many, let's not talk about it on air, Lizzie.
We won't, but can I just say, incredible woman.
Yes.
And I just think, whatever, I think everyone feels the same.
Yes.
She just did so much good.
Yes, I agree with you. On to slightly cheerier things. I saw you were out with your friend Bruno last week, Bruno Tognoli.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing him later,
How
actually.
Is he?
He is in fine fettle. I've never seen him looking fitter fitter than ever, so much energy. I don't know where he gets the energy from, but great.
Ready
lineup.
For Strictly. Saw him on the red carpet doing his traditional dance with Shirley Ballas.
With a new judge.
Yeah.
She looked good.
She did look really good.
I like her.
I think there's going to be a bit of competition between her and Darcy Bustle.
Do you know what? I think they're so different. From what I hear, they are so different. I don't think there is going to be any. But I think she will put people in her place.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
It's quite, strict. You're not going to get away with anything. But they're so different. And I think they're going to get a lot of viewing figures this year. Just the fact that we have a new judge and everyone's going to be wanting to know what she's like.
Yeah.
But I also think X Factor's got a new lease of life. I am really looking
forward. I do remember you saying this last year, Lizzie.
And I'm not doing it because, I'm friends with Simon. I really genuinely think it's going to be great this year.
I'm hoping. I'm going to be tuning in on Saturday.
I've got to say, I know a couple of the bands that have been auditioning, and they
really
are incredible talent.
Anyone you can tell us about? Oh, no, probably not.
Probably not yet. But they, I think you're going to be really like, wow, blown away. No Joe Cacks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, none of the comedy, silly ones.
Well, I'm intrigued. We'll have to sit down on Saturday and find out.
Who's going to be the judges with them? That's what I love at judges' houses.
Oh, yeah. We've got to wait a little while to find out. First of all,
Louis looks younger than ever.
Yeah, what's he had done?
Gosh.
Little facelift?
I don't know. I'll ask him. Shall I ask him? I'll text him.
I'll give him a text. Yeah, go on then.
I'll get him on the show.
I'd like that.
Get Louis on.
We have to announce our competition winner, Lizzie, don't we?
Yeah, no, this is a sexy competition.
It certainly is.
Our sexiest voice.
Our resident sex. Well, this is as sexy as I get. Our resident sex expert, Alex Fox, who teamed up with Durex, Tenga, One Condoms, and Superdrug to put together a sex toy goodie bag. And we've been running a competition all week, offering people a chance to win.
And included in the sex toy goodie bag, do I get one of these or not? Is all we ever need for the ultimate night of pleasure.
Yes. There's definitely some things there which I'm like, wow, okay.
Okay. And we've had thousands of listeners that have entered this.
Yes, I've seen on Twitter. It's been
going
wild.
They have been chasing me for these.
Yeah.
What is so good about them? I mean,
well, maybe you'll find out.
What is the Tenga? Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
The beet egg. Yes, I saw a video of that, actually, with Alex demonstrating to you
Alex
exactly
Fox,
what it was.
Our sexy Alex.
We'll have to get her in again sometime.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you now.
Go on.
The winner is Russ Collins.
Woohoo!
Russ, our producers, will send you the goodie bag this week.
I hope
the lucky lady.
Well, man. Well, maybe his lucky lady.
Yeah. Gosh, what a lucky girl.
Shall we play a little track and then get ready for our first guest, Aaron, on the phone?
I can't wait.
Fab.
Some
loved that track.
Of course you did.
Grew up with
you
it.
Are a material girl.
Of course. No, I'm not. I'm not materialistic at all. I'm really not.
If you say so. Well,
I'm not.
Well, we'll have to debate this later because our first guest is on the line right now. Hello, Aaron Chalmers.
Hello, mate. You okay?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Aaron.
I'm good.
How
I am
are
very
you?
Good, thank you.
You're good. You're looking very good in the picture we've just put up of you. You're obviously in training because we hear you've got this amazing fight that's happening with Alex
Thompson.
I've got
another one. Yeah, I've got another one. 2 weeks' time. So just putting the last bits together before we've got a war again.
Now, what does that entail exactly when you say the last bits?
Just brushing up on everything, really. Getting the last whole few spars in. Because obviously the week after the fight's a bit more of a chill out time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously to prepare for the fight, because you can't really train hard that week because obviously you're in a fight on the Friday night. So that's a bit of a more of like just tapering it down and then getting ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, so explain to our listeners if they don't know, what is an MMA fight?
So just mixed martial arts, obviously. It's different martial arts from all over the world. Obviously not all over, like from all over the world, but I train like Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, in wrestling, in boxing. So it's not just like one martial art. You've got to be quite well-rounded.
And how do you, because that must be tough, right? Do you dedicate all of your time to training?
Well, obviously when I'm not filming and stuff, I just moved to Birmingham. So I've been in Birmingham now for 7 weeks for the fight camp, living in Birmingham. So I do it properly. Do you know what I mean? I don't just like, because no. If I'm back home, it's quite easy just to go and see mates and whatever. So I just take myself out of the equation, move to Birmingham, have one of the best gyms in the country, and just get the job done.
Right.
And I've got to, you are you covered from head to toe in tattoos? Because I've only seen your top half.
Well, only me right leg's not, so it looks a bit weird.
Oh. You're going to get it done?
Do you know what I mean? I'm just booked in. I'm getting all my front from neck down lasered off to start again because I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. It's just so old. It's just shit. So I'm starting again.
So what are they, old tattoos of
ex-lovers?
Just ex-lovers.
No.
Never put a lover on your arm.
Oh, I've only done that in George Shaw. Didn't go down too well.
Yes.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, what is that like being in the show? Because it's so popular and it's been going on for quite some time now. What was it like being in it, Aaron?
It's just, do you know what it is? It's enjoyable. Obviously, like, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but if you don't like it, don't watch it, then that's your problem solved.
I remember Vicky Patterson saying the exact same thing to me many years ago when
she
I
said,
interviewed her.
If you don't like it, don't watch it.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't like something, don't watch it. But it's fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been places that I would never have went if I wasn't in the show.
Mm.
So it's given us good opportunities. Obviously, it's given us a better opportunity with the MMA.
Yeah. Do you find that there's much... Do Geordie Shore fans come and watch you? Is there any of that kind of stuff going on? Or do you think it's quite separate?
I get a lot of support online. Obviously, you can't please everyone. I get a lot of hate as well. But do you know what it is? It's all part and parcel of the fun. I love hate or love. It doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, no, darling, I'll get you there. I'll get enough of that myself. But, I mean, do you feel that the show is something you've always wanted to do? I mean, how did you get involved with Geordie Shore in the first place?
Funny enough, I was working on an Irish scaffolding for years. And obviously, Dad was one of my good mates. And he just rang us. He was like, I put your name forward for Geordie Shore, and I just didn't think anything of it. And I was like, yeah, okay, then.
You're so little shit.
And then I come back, and I just did it with an ex-girlfriend, and it just made sense to just go and do it. So I did.
And now look at you.
And have now, you enjoyed doing it, Aaron? I mean, because it is quite intrusive. What's it like in Newcastle? I bet they all, like, you can't go out, can you?
It beats being on an oil rig with loads of men, put it that way.
Yeah, the girls are throwing themselves at you, aren't they?
You know what I mean? I mean, it has been known to, you don't even have to try to pull women on a night out. But
you're a lucky thing.
Stephen has that problem. Well, in the Newcastle, but...
So what you meant, I know you said earlier about getting them all your tattoos taken off. What is it you hate so much about them?
Do you know what it is?
Be honest.
That's a painful process.
It's going to absolutely hurt. It's going to hurt bad. But I just think if you don't like something and you can change it, then change it.
Yeah.
And It's going to take about a year to get them off. But I just think there's so much new stuff out now, like artist-wise,
that's so much
stuff
better.
That are doing amazing stuff that I could just get. Because on this front, I've got like 3-4 different things. Do you know what I mean? So rather than have 4 different things, I want to have one massive one piece. Similar to my back piece. My back piece is just one. So it'll be one front, one back, instead of having four. Well, I've got, like, I think
it's
going to
be painful, though.
Things.
That's the pain.
Oh, I've stocked up on painkillers and numbing cream for this one.
And what, did you like Gemma Lucy's tattoos? Do you like tattoos on girls like that?
Do you know, some people don't like my tattoos. I just think the right tattoos suit the right person, but even if people don't like, it's down to the person, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Like, some people will hate them, some people love them, but I'm not really... If a girl has or hasn't got tattoos, it doesn't really bother me.
That's
same as a man. If they've got tattoos, don't judge them any differently if they have or they haven't.
Yeah, interesting.
That's interesting, Aaron. I like the way
you
think.
Because you assume that people that have loads of tattoos think that anyone that doesn't have tattoos is a...
I think I'm not in the cool club.
People that haven't got tattoos judge people with tattoos. With tattoos, don't judge people without tattoos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Have you got any, Lizzie?
I haven't got any tattoos.
No, me neither.
Well, there you go. So you start judging us now.
No, I like to see your new ones. You can come in and show me.
Oh, I'm in a minute in the process of getting my full left arm blacked out. It's black, solid black.
Why?
Because it's also not very good. It's got like a tribal in from when I was 16.
Oh, you're doing them too young.
I done the tribal. I was in the tribal era, so it has to go.
So you're getting that your arm done as well, redone.
I'll be getting my arm done. In the next year, I'll be getting my arm blacked, I'm getting my full neck redone, and then I'm getting my full stomach laser off. So
What about that leg that's
well,
got nothing?
That's my last project, because that's the last of the skin I've got. So I'm going to leave it until I find something that I really want.
Do you have them on your bum?
I don't know if it's worth it, but but Aaron,
it goes onto the top of my bum, but it's painful, you know.
I don't even think about it, but you're very brave. We can't wait to hear about this fight. Come in and tell us all about it. And
I will.
Give us a few
get
little...
Get some alcohol then after, because I haven't had a drink for 6 weeks, so get some alcohol then.
Oh, yeah, we will. That'll be fun.
We have
we
a
can
nice little bar next to our radio show. You can come with us.
Oh, well, I'll be hanging out there all day then if you get us down.
All right, okay.
Aaron, quickly, how do you get tickets?
It is on online on the Bama website.
Okay.
And... I don't even know. I haven't even had a look properly. It is on the. I think it's on the Bama website, but you can definitely get them online. So
okay,
come down
cool.
If you want to see get beat or win.
We want you to win.
Come on, right, Aaron! You're going to win this. You're going to win this.
Oh, 100%. I am.
Okay, I need some help because I'm doing a boxing match. So you need to come and train
That's
me.
True, yeah.
Just get in there and start windmilling and hope for the best.
Oh right. Okay. Thanks.
Best way.
Okay. Thanks, darling. Nice to speak to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye.
Oh, imagine having to redo all those tattoos.
Yeah, that is incredibly painful. He's a good-looking chap, though, Aaron. I do think. I've met him a few times in the flesh doing stuff for Geordie Shore.
I don't want him to... If he's listening, but I'm not keen on tattoos.
You're old-fashioned.
I'm not. I just think it could just... I don't know. Maybe it suits some people, but they're not really for me.
Well, that's fair enough.
This guy I
that's
liked
allowed.
Was so sweet, and then he turned up on the date, and his arm was full. I said, when did you do that? And he said, you don't like it. And I really didn't.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't like it.
Interesting.
Do you like tattoos?
I am indifferent. It depends on the person.
But they do suit some people. Like Gemma Lucy, I don't even think... And they're actually on her face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. She's got that one of Katie Price on her arm, though, didn't she? And she's got some choice words to say about her. So maybe that's something she regrets.
Well, she's texted and she's coming on the show.
Good. I'm looking forward. She made it all the way to the end of Celebrity Big Brother, didn't she?
She did very well. And Sarah Harding won it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit after we play a little song.
Okay, what have we got?
Bit of Whitney, So Emotional.
Oh, wow, I'm loving the old tunes today,
babe.
Yeah,
the classics.
Thanks, darling.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. Living away.
You enjoy that? I feel like I ask you that after every song.
You
it's like,
know that.
I'm looking for your approval.
Yeah, but I don't always like all of your choices.
No, that's true. When I play a lot of steps.
Yeah, you do.
We were just having a little gossip because I've got a big show next week that I'm going to.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
On the Monday, I'm going to TV Choice Awards.
Wow.
And I'm on a table. That doesn't happen very often.
No. Can I come? I want to go. No, I'm at Simon Garfunkel in town.
Are they?
Yep.
They're still alive?
They are.
Oh.
They're still kicking, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are.
What are they doing?
Why, do you want to come? It's a musical. I love my musicals.
I have to do red carpet, which I have not done in, I don't know, maybe three years or something since I've done a red carpet. The last time I did a red carpet was the BAFTAs.
Where is it being held? Grosvenor?
Dorchester.
Oh, Dorchester, yeah.
Which is lovely. And I'm on a table, which will be lovely as well.
With your little...
It'll be a little press table.
Press table?
Yeah. My friend Kate, who's hosted the show before, she's coming down.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I've got that on Monday. But you're always outdoing me. I thought I was going to have something that was quite special.
What, Simon Garfunkel? Would you like to meet them?
Well, I didn't even really know.
One of them's
still
a bit odd.
Here, so.
One of them's a bit odd. I've got a very busy week next week.
You always do, Lizzie, to be honest.
That
I've never known you.
This week has been work.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
We were talking earlier, just before we put that song, about Sarah Harding winning Celebrity Big Brother.
Unbelievable.
What do you make of it?
Well, I know Sarah, and I felt a bit worried about her watching it. I just felt a little worried.
The final or through the whole thing?
Through watching the whole thing, really. I just felt she was very up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fantastic she won it, and I'm pleased for her, but I just did feel a worry.
Do you think
it was kind of awkward watching with her and Chad at times.
Yes. And especially her drinking, and people were a bit funny about that, weren't they? And
I just the public reaction with all the boos and stuff. I mean, it was quite nasty at some times.
Why do you think that was?
I think it was just the whole arguments and the up and downness and all of that.
She seemed quite angry sometimes, didn't she? Regardless, she won. So good for her.
She is the winner, and it is. I know everyone is saying it is done fairly on the votes. And Girls Aloud are a huge fan base.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that really came to the fore during the show.
Yeah.
So,
she said, get some Sarah Harding fans out there.
But you know, the only one to congratulate her was Nadine.
Ooh.
Nadine did congratulate her afterwards.
None of the other girls allowed.
Well, I mean, Cheryl's currently in America, if I believe rightly.
Yeah. Is she going to be the judge with Simon? There's talk of that. Sorry.
Simon on what?
On the judges' houses.
Well, did you not read the news today? She has wound up the company that she's get paid for through X Factor, which means it looks like a no-no. She's busy in America working on her new music. Are you ready for new show music? I'm kind of a bit nonplussed at the moment.
I wouldn't say I'm. I mean, look, she wants to come to the show.
She's got some good songs.
Great.
If we can get Cheryl, that'd be great. Yeah.
I love Liam. He's my friend.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Noel.
Oh, Liam and Noel is in Oasis.
No, Liam. Liam Payne.
Oh, Niall. I thought you said Liam and Noel.
I am friends with Liam.
Right, okay, got it.
But I'm also friends with the other one, the ex. I keep friends with everyone.
Except the ones you can't remember their names.
If you really peeve me off.
Who's peed you off? Give me some names, Candy.
No. Oh. I won't. I am typical Taurian. So if I will take so much.
Typical?
Taurus.
Oh, right.
Star sign.
Okay.
Are you into your star signs?
I'm intrigued to know what Taurus, what is a Taurus?
Okay, very loyal, will do anything, very sweet.
Okay.
Passionate.
Right.
But if you go too far.
Okay.
You charge like a raging bull. You think, no more.
Oh, that makes sense.
Raging bull, you say no.
Well, that was a bit like what Sarah Harding was like in Celebrity Big Brother, to be honest. I wonder if she's one of those.
No, because she was up and down. I'm quite level.
Well, have you seen the pictures of her with Chad since they've come out of the house?
What do you think? Is it legit or not?
No.
Oh, that was a big, harsh no.
Well, I think they're probably into it.
What did he do on Snapchat? He filmed her and then she said a few words she shouldn't have said or something.
She said, I'm going for a wee or something, didn't she? It was all a bit gross, to be honest.
Well, everyone's got to go for a wee at some time.
I actually did once interview Sarah Harding. She was very lovely.
Yeah, no, she's a nice girl.
But she was also super nervous. And you could just tell that. And in those sort of situations, usually it's the journalist who's a little bit nervous.
Mm. No, she's always been very nice to me. And I've been away with her in Ibiza and my boys met her. And she was very sweet. But, you know, I just felt a bit awkward watching with Chand. I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah,
but I think it was affecting her, how the public. I think if you go into Big Brother, you can't worry what's going on outside. You just can't. I know that's easier said than done.
No, but you're right.
I just think if you're constantly going to worry about it. But we've got Gemma Lucy coming on, so I'm sure she'll have
a few things to say.
Yes.
About Sarah Harding.
But I liked everyone on there. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great lineup.
When are you going in?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I'm sorry.
There was a rumour.
I heard a rumour. Let's put that on. I love banana roll. No, at the moment, I can't. I really can't. I've got too many other little projects up my sleeve.
Okay. Fair enough. You're a busy working gal.
I am, darling. I'm so excited. I wouldn't tell you, but I can't yet.
Okay,
can't
fine.
Can't jinx it.
Fine.
You know what I mean?
I'm used to this. We'll find out eventually.
You know what I mean? Love life, what I do. Got to keep it stum.
Yeah, I know. But it's good. Keeps it interesting. Yes. Keeps me interested.
What star sign are you, by the way?
Scorpio.
Oh, Scorpio. Oh, my
Scorpico.
Word. Every boyfriend I've had has been a Scorpio. I've got to change it.
Don't think it's going to go there, babe.
It's not going to go there, darling. What? November?
November 21st. Yeah.
Ooh.
Right at the end of the Scorpio.
Bit of a Saggy.
Yeah.
I've got Sagittarius rising, just so I tell you that. Half man, half horse.
Is that what you're looking for in a man?
It is indeed. How did you tell?
Shall we play a little bit of Little Mix?
Oh!
And then we'll get our final guest on.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Can't wait. All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer. Come and get it at a knockdown price. Hey! Full of honey, just to make him sweet. So ballin', just to help him see what he's been missing. So come
Radio presents
Politics on Fubar.
Well, we're talking about what progress we've made on LGBTQ rights. In the studio with me today, Jasmine Anderson. How important do you think it is for people growing up gay or bi or lesbian or trans and being able to see themselves there on screen?
I really needed to see something on the outside to say, you know what, who you are is okay. And, you know, people forget the importance of things like soap operas, that first kiss on, what was it?
Brookside.
Yeah. Tabloids took it on and made it all about, you know, looking at that through the male gaze. But actually, that was a watershed moment for so many people.
Every Friday,
Politics on FUBAR.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Now the gossip has started already.
Oh, sorry, I'm chatting already.
Everyone is ready to go. We have our favourite and final guests of the day.
Favourite? Yes. I'm doing radio. I'm at home picking up dog thing in the garden. Covered in dog flop. I thought it's only radio. I've walked in and there's a dog.
Jesse Wallace, everyone.
I'm not covered in dog flop.
But Bradley's looking very hot.
Yeah,
as
very
well.
Thank you very much.
Jess, you look gorgeous.
As always.
Well, it's so
two
good
gorgeous
to see
brunettes
you.
In front
I'm
of me.
I'm so excited when I knew you guys were coming in.
Thank you.
I was just saying, the last time I saw you, I just remember this funny show we went to.
How long ago is this?
Quite a few years ago. And it was Derek Acora.
Was it in Blackpool?
Oh, God. I remember it was the funniest night, and he was running around the stage and he didn't know what he was doing. It was just so funny.
It's a bit like Big Brother, isn't it?
It was a little bit like Big Brother. Now guys, I can't believe it. It's like EastEnders reunion here, but you're doing a show together.
Yeah, but we never worked together on EastEnders. We were at different times, but yeah, so no, it's great. We're doing a lovely play together.
You knew Jess was coming on set. Oh, Jess!
Sorry, I thought I'd on silent.
The agent told him. We're
too popular.
That's true.
It's on Sasha.
Talk more about the show.
So Death Trap.
Yes.
Yep. That is the show you are doing. You are touring all over the UK.
Yeah.
Please explain a bit about what the show is. I looked at a trailer earlier and it looked kind of scary.
It is scary. It's sort of funny and scary.
Yeah.
I play a writer, Sidney Brule, who's had a success 18 years ago and he hasn't had one since. And he gets this fantastic play through the mail and he thinks, if I bump the writer off, I can put this play out as my own.
His wife says,
that's not a good idea, don't do it. And then that's about all we can tell you, because it sort of does several twists and turns.
Okay.
And things happen and things don't happen. And
ooh, I'm going to have to come and see this, because you're everywhere with this, aren't you? And we've been Brighton.
Yeah, we start
off. Richmond, I'm from Richmond.
Richmond, yes. We end up in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. It's
we preview in Sheffield. We open in Brighton, which is the, is it the 11th? No, the 12th.
So, yeah, for Thursday.
Yeah.
That is, it's a lot. You've got a lot. You've got, so Brighton, Aylesbury, Southend, Guildford, Cardiff, Cheltenham, Colchester, Birmingham, Richmond.
Excellent.
That's it.
Boom.
Got it all in.
Boom. 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 And Richmond and Guildford. I can't, but I'm from Richmond.
Okay. I'm looking forward to Richmond.
Yeah, you're going to have fun.
Beautiful theatre.
And we've got good bars.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know.
I'll be commuting, so I'll be zooming straight home.
I'll take you out for
maybe.
I was going to say, I'll take you for a little one. Yes.
A little spritzer.
You're on.
A little spritzer, yeah. Shall we say. Yeah. Oh,
what?
Fantastic.
One of these.
Yeah, one of these.
That's fine.
I'm not drinking on the show. Will I do such a thing?
No, it's fine.
But of course it is. But, darling, now, theatre is hard work. I don't even know, I did theatre for 3 months, did a musical, and I've never been so tired. The rehearsals in itself and everything. I mean, how do you find it from doing the soaps and you did Old Wizard?
Well, it's a different sort of tiredness. The thing about being on a soap is that you get very little time to rehearse, if any, and you've got to sort of like, you just turn up and do it. And for theatre, you have to, because it's about, you have to be in, you have to be able to do it every night. You've got to get quite fit. And I think I've lost about half a stone and definitely got fitter.
Have you?
Impressive.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And I wear
because
a Fitbit,
we did a run today.
And I wear a Fitbit. And yesterday, I try and do 10,000 a day. And yesterday it was 16,000. Because we were
killing it.
Quite heavy, you know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
From
and all the fights. Oh. I do three fights in it. And that's sort of quite, you know,
that's
I've never done that before.
Yeah, we did the first half
run through today.
Through today, and it was exhausting.
Yeah,
and I don't do half as much as Paul does, really. Yeah.
My goodness, it was going to keep me fit.
Yeah, hopefully.
Get me fit. I'm like, keep me fit.
Need to be doing the 16,000 steps.
Don't you get nervous going on stage? Because, I mean, some people...
You're both seasoned professionals.
I mean, I know. But I was with this Olivier Award winner, and he was so nervous. And he was doing these funny... He was very superstitious, doing these funny little things behind. Yeah. And I was like, gosh.
I think people fib if they say that they don't get nervous.
Yes. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you get nervous?
It shows you care about it, and you want to do it well, and that's the thing. I sort of think, oh gosh, I'm going to be found out, and people are going to go, that's rubbish, you know, and so that or I'm going to fall over, or well, I probably will fall over.
Yeah,
turn it into part of the show,
especially after the new thing that's put in it.
You've got quite an energetic part. Then And what is the role you're playing, Jason?
Sitting down, chilling out.
Like, yeah, just sitting down, just reading and knitting all the way through it, and swearing like a trooper. No, my character is like a character I've never played before. She comes across as quite ditzy, but she's not. She's very loyal to her husband, very protective and supportive, but she's stronger than what you think she is. Mm. And there's a side to her, and then...
Something happens.
I mean, it's sort of quite rare for me because my character is sort of, I don't know, he's got problems.
He's very complicated, but he's
he's grandiose, he's very full of himself. And,
bit like your real life.
No, that's right. He's a control freak, you know. And it's an interesting character.
But it's good to play the characters that are a bit meaty, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I love theatre, but it was hard work. I did find it every night.
Yeah, it is. I have a little nap between a matinee and an evening.
Oh, perfect! I wish we could all do that.
And during rehearsals. No, I meant in a lunch break.
That's right.
I do.
We'll all do that if we could.
Do you know, it's a habit. When I joined EastEnders years ago, I thought, gosh, this is tiring because you get up really early to get there, and then you start at 8 and you finish at 6. So I got in the habit of sort of having half an hour nap at lunchtime, and I've always done it. I did it during Holby, you know. And I do it now, you know, and it just keeps your energy going.
Yeah, I envy you that you can just fall asleep in a room full of people. I can't do that.
I have a nice little bar. Lovely one in Richmond, I'll take you to.
Is there?
Yeah, great.
No, there's no way I'm doing that. This show, there's no way.
You've got to be on the ball.
Any show that you do on stage. Any show you do.
Yeah.
But this is... there's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
You're up and you're down, and then you know my emotions change like every second. And
speaking of emotional roller coaster, I'm glad you brought that up because Strictly is back, and you did Strictly a few years ago, didn't you? Do you ever watch it?
People could see me on radio. I've crossed my arms and I've given you the most filthiest look in the world.
I just thought, it's back on TV.
It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I hated every second of it.
That wasn't what I was expecting to
hear. You did all right, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I lasted 2 weeks.
She barely remembers.
Same as Joe Wood, my mate Joe Wood.
Oh, did she last 2 weeks?
But who was your dancing partner?
Darren.
Oh.
We were the same height. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he wanted me to do a windmill. It was a windmill.
In your second week.
And I nearly broke his back. And he tried to get me to do it again. And I went, Darren, you are flogging a dead horse here.
I can't even do a teddy bear roll.
Do a windmill.
You're not doing one of those in Death Trap. Is that why it's called Death Trap?
But Chizzy from Holby is in this time. And I think she's going to be, you know, if you're a betting man, she's an outsider.
And she's
a fantastic mover.
Yeah.
Joe's in it. Joe McFadden?
Yes. I don't know what his dance moves are like.
I saw it recently. I was a bit like, you need to practice that tango.
Have you done it?
No, I'm. It's really hard because I'm really best mates with Bruno Tonioli. It would just be a nightmare.
He'd give you 10 every week.
He'd be really severe with me.
Oh, they were severe with me. They were nasty to me.
Well, who was the one?
Craig weren't nice. Arlene Phillips said that I looked like a footballer on the pitch, and you was about to say that.
I wasn't. I was going to say what advice would you give to this year's contestant, but I'm going to guess it would be don't do it.
If you can dance, do it. Yeah. If you can't dance, can't please don't do it.
Fair enough. Lesson learned there.
I mean, one of the interesting things is that you do see people develop, you know, and that's what it should be about. But in the end, it's people who have had dance experience who win it.
Yeah, always.
Well, yeah, definitely. Lisa Snowden, I watched her, like, she was, by the end really of it, good. She was like this magician. She was like rolling down walls. Yeah. How did she do that?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and Abby Clancy's the same. I remember saying, watching her, going, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Abby Clancy. She did it.
But darling, some people are made to dance, some people aren't.
Definitely not. And I'm the latter. And I'm clumsy as well. They put me in this pale pink dress. I look like Barbara Cartland, right? And I had this little drawstring bag with a black marker in it, a Sharpie. Why, I don't know. And I'm swinging this bag. And I see the costume women look horrified. And as I look down, there was just all these black lines on the dress. And they've had to pucker it up to these black marker lines.
I mean, that is the thing. You can't choose your outfits, can you?
No, you can't. I just look hideous.
Awful things.
Bless you. It wasn't a nice experience. It was
I was physically sick during one of the rehearsals.
Oh, my God.
The nerves. When you know you've got, like, over 10 million people watching you, and you know you can't dance.
And you don't.
And you just look like a pig in a dress.
Oh, no, like, that's not true.
It was awful. Stop. And when I got kicked out, I wasn't surprised.
Crack open a bottle of champagne.
And it's not true. You don't still get paid after. Or am I owed money?
Get the BBC on the phone right now. We can honestly talk all night, but we have to wrap up very soon.
I just want to... Do you miss EastEnders very quickly? Because you both were such big parts of that show.
I miss my cat.
Your cat?
I miss my cat.
You've got a dog, haven't you?
I miss my pussy.
You miss your pussy? Oh, it's a lovely pussy.
I miss cat very much.
Miss cat, yeah.
Really?
And, yeah, and EastEnders was a great experience for me. It changed my life. I do miss it. There was a time I didn't miss it because I was really busy, and I'm busy now.
And it was hard depressing choosing. I remember there was you at one time, and it was just mad because you were on the front page of the papers. It was it was potty, you know.
That side of it. But it's all changed now. It's there's nothing more to be said. All they can say is she's covered in dog flop.
Well, she's come to the studio covered in dog flop. And we can't wait.
She's picking up dog's poo. Bring it on, if that's the worst you can do.
Well, Strictly was something else.
Something else.
I think there's a programme in
it
that.
It was something else.
There was something else.
Hey, there's a play in that.
We can't wait to see Death Trap. Again, it's kicking off. We're kicking off on Wednesday, the 6th of September.
Next week.
In Sheffield.
You haven't got a lot of time, guys.
We haven't.
Get to it.
And I don't even know my lines.
Let's hope you learn them by then. Guys, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
We can't wait to see the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
So lovely to see
thank
you.
Thank you so much, darling. Guys, we're going to come and see. Should we go together?
I think we should actually. Let's do it.
Richmond.
Yeah, okay.
I'm taking you out after, by the way.
Bring a dog.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, darling. Lovely to see you, Stephen.
Busy show.
Till next week.
Till next week.
Bye,
goodbye.
Baby.